When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, did you properly welcome the audience back from the 420 break?
I did not. I try not to mention times and dates too much these days. You never know when these are going to get played out.
Well, you never can tell, but I wanted to point out, Dom, South Dakota legalized recreational marijuana on the ballot, and they're moving the goalpost. I'd like to throw this out there just in case.
Go South Dakota. What?
Just in case we got any listeners out there in the Dakotas currently. South Dakota voters will decide later this year whether to become the 20th state in the nation to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Is Wisconsin in that number, Don?
Hell no.
After supporters filed thousands of signatures with state elections officials earlier this month. But 5 months before Election Day, it's not clear exactly what share of the vote supporters must rally in order to win approval. That's the move in the goalpost part.
Come on.
That's because those same voters head to the polls next week in a primary election that could rewrite the rules just ahead of November's vote. On Tuesday, that's next Tuesday, voters will decide whether to approve Amendment C, a proposed change to the state's constitution that would require most ballot measures to win 60% of the vote in order to pass.
Oh, come on,
rather
man.
Than a simple majority.
Kill the filibuster.
Now, Amendment C passed by the legislature this year would single out ballot measures that raise taxes or fees that require spending of more than $10 million over five fiscal years, a low threshold that would likely include most measures on which voters get to decide. And legislators who support the amendment say it will bring to the state's ballot initiatives process in line with existing rules that govern the legislature, which needs a two-thirds majority to approve any tax or fee increase. Here's a quote from Rep. Tim Goodwin. This will make it harder for outside special interest groups to raise our fees and taxes using ballot measures. Yeah, that's exactly what people do all the time.
Yes, all
the
time.
They raise taxes on themselves purposefully.
Well, in the state of Wisconsin, they actually kind of have to because of the way the Wisconsin Republicans
school referendums.
For school, yes,
thus,
school funding.
Making it harder to grow government through ballot measures. Now, Dom, the proposed amendment would put South Dakota amongst the small handful of states that require certain initiatives to reach a threshold greater than 50% plus one in order to pass. There's Florida, there's Washington State, and Utah. But in South Dakota, supporters of legal marijuana turned in more than 25,000 valid signatures to qualify for the ballot in November, well above the 16,691 signatures required under state law. But because the legal marijuana initiative could create new taxes on the product it seeks to legalize and regulate, it would be amongst the initiatives that must meet the higher threshold for passage under Amendment
C. That is such BS. I mean, you're not raising taxes. There has never been a tax on marijuana in South Dakota.
See, so you've raised taxes according to Republican lawmakers.
No, that's BS. That's bunk, and it should be absolutely grandfathered in. Crudy, let me jump in here because my rage is starting to get
over. Why don't you speak on behalf of marijuana activists
Wow. A quote, Amendment C is a disgraceful sneak attack on the constitutional ballot initiative rights of the people of South Dakota. Placing this type of constitutional amendment on a primary ballot is completely indefensible, said Matthew Stawich, who runs South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws, a pro-legalization campaign. He goes on, the political establishment is trying to mislead voters by telling them that Amendment C is about taxes. It's not about taxes. It's about politicians trying to control the voice of the people. Legalization supporters have a justifiable cause for concern. This is the second time South Dakota voters have voted on an initiative to legalize marijuana. Last time they did so in 2020, passed with 54% of the vote, short of the 60% threshold. The ballot measure was struck down by the state Supreme Court after a challenge spearheaded by the superintendent of South Dakota Highway Patrol, a top ally of Governor Kristi Noem. Really, dude? This time, supporters say they have corrected the technical glitch that the court cited in striking down the last measure. In a statement issued when they turned on in the signatures, Sewich said the legal wrangling has strengthened the argument for legalization. Quote, a substantial number of people who signed our petitions did so primarily because they believe the ballot initiative process must be respected by politicians. This petition drive was bigger than just cannabis. It's an opportunity to restore the will of the people. If South Dakota voters approve the measure in November, they would be only the third Midwestern state to legalize recreational marijuana after Illinois and Michigan. Last week, Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee signed a bill making his state the 19th in the nation to legalize recreational pot. Delaware Governor John Carney vetoed a measure passed in his state, though legislators are mustering the votes for a historic attempt to override that veto. John Carney, a Democrat. What, dude? I mean, how can you have Democrats against legal weed? Literally. Why?
I don't know. Joe Biden's still firing staffers.
Come on.
Former marijuana use. White House staffers getting fired. Not for using in the White House, but for using prior to their employment in the White House.
And here we go. You have a minority trying to retain their will over the majority of people. I mean, it doesn't end well. Folks, why don't you just let it be? If you don't want to smoke legal weed, then don't smoke legal weed. It's
really
simple.
Yeah, but you stoners are going to be all over the South Dakota highways.
There are stoners already over the South Dakota highways driving up to Illinois to get some legal weed.
You ever see Mount Rushmore? Did you ever see Mount Rushmore on weed? You know, it's going to be a big thing. Or not. You know, because it's still in South Dakota. And other than legal weed, I can't imagine why anyone would want to go to the Badlands in South Dakota.
Legal weed just makes everything better.
Well, perhaps it does. You ever been to the Badlands on legal weed? Come back. More Devil's Advocate, Steve. Memorial Day, Tuesday edition. It's May 31st, but don't tell me about that.
Burning weed with its roots in hell.
So we just went ahead and fixed the glitch.
Screw you, taxpayer!
We fixed the glitch.
I know you gotta be frustrated. I can taste it.